Jonathan Coe, could you please tell us something about the Rotters Club and the Closed Circle?
Yes, thank you. Thank you to so many of you for coming to hear me read here tonight. It's it's wonderful to find that I've got so many people who are interested in my work from different countries. One of the questions I'm often asked is whether I always wanted to be a writer. And the answer to that question is no, because I don't remember ever wanting to be a writer. I always remember just writing. From a very early age, from when I was about 7 or 8 years old, I wrote stories. And indeed, at that age, if someone had asked me if I wanted to be a writer, I would have said no, because what I wanted to be then was a comedian. But I'm not very good at telling jokes, or at least not as good at telling jokes as writing novels. So the stories I was writing got longer and longer and eventually became novels. And the first one that I sent to a publisher was when I was 16 years old. And then a couple of years later, when I was still at school, I began writing a novel about some boys at a school, very similar to the one where I was. Everything I wrote in those days was autobiographical. And I abandoned this novel and forgot about it. And then about 10 years ago, it popped back into my mind again, and I started to wonder whatever became of that novel that I wrote, or started to write, about children at a school. And I remember that even then the idea was that it would be the first volume in a long roman fleuve, following the lives of the characters from their school days up until middle age and beyond. And I thought of reviving this project and conceived of a series of novels in 6 volumes, starting with the characters at school and ending when they were in their 40s. Now, I became slightly daunted and depressed by the scale of this enterprise. And in the end, I decided it would be more manageable if I only wrote 2. But it would be very frustrating for the reader if, for instance, I wrote volume 3 and volume 5, or volume 2 and volume 4, and it really only made sense if I wrote volume 1 and volume 6, because at least then there would be a beginning and an end. So really, this pair of novels, for which there seems to be no name, do we call them a diptych? Do we call them a duology? I don't know. Sometimes I call them my trilogy in 2 volumes, because all writers seem to write trilogies, but I didn't even make it as far as 3. Anyway, it was going to be 6. That was how the idea of these 2 books came about, and I think of them as one long continuous novel, really, which I just chose for practical purposes to publish separately. So instead of thinking of The Closed Circle as a sequel to The Rotters Club, the image I prefer to use is to call it its mirror image. And a lot of things a lot of technical devices that are used in The Rotters Club are reflected in The Closed Circle. One thing that the more attentive readers of the second novel have asked, for instance, is why the chapters run backwards. And it starts, I believe, at chapter 27.
28.
28, okay, you know it better than I do. And runs back to chapter 1. And this is meant to be the reverse of what happens in The Rotters Club, where it starts at chapter 1 and moves forward to chapter 28. So the idea was to give the reader the feeling that The Rotters Club was being held up to a mirror, and what you were reading in The Closed Circle was its reflection. Another way that this happens in the 2 books is that most of the voices, the dominant voices in The Rotters Club, are male, because the book is set in a boys' school. Whereas some of the most powerful present voices in The Closed Circle are female. The Rotters Club ends with a long monologue spoken by a boy, and The Closed Circle opens with a long letter written by a woman. She's writing to her sister, who has been missing, believed dead, for almost 30 years. And in order to cope with the pain of her sister's disappearance, her sister Claire has never stopped writing letters to her, even though she never posts these letters and knows that Miriam can never read them. Claire has been away out of Britain for a long time, trying to make a career for herself in Italy, where she's just had a disastrous love affair. And the book begins with her return to Britain when this love affair is just over.